May I have your name?
Sure. Lauren Ingebrigtsen. And I camp up here. My wife and I go camping up here a lot. But on that 4th of July morning, a few years ago, 6:30 in the morning, my wife went out for a walk in the woods. I told her I'd catch up with her after my morning coffee. But I was listening to the sounds of morning because you could hear them. There was nobody else awake. And Lewin was out on the lake and he was making their call, the call that they make. And there were the chipmunks that were chattering up in the trees. It just sunlight coming through the pine trees. And I looked over at the picnic table and the pen was laying on the table. And it seemed that there was a story coming out of the end of the pen. So I wrote the story down. And this is the story. A loon's call breaks the quiet. Morning shadows creep across the lake. I can almost taste that first cup of coffee. It's a swell time to be awake. A chipmunk rises on his hind legs as sunlight breaks through the pine. I ask him how he's faring. He chatters back, just fine. Peace and quiet in the pines. It's an island in a stormy sea. A cup of coffee, the morning sun, a little chipmunk, and me. My wife has gone for a morning stroll down an old trail. Although each time she walks down it, she sees new wonders, without fail. It's morning in Itasca. I breathe the air so free. A cup of coffee, the morning sun, a little chipmunk, and me. Then a voice breaks through the stillness, with a smile warmer than the sun. He says, I'm glad that you're my child, enjoying what I have done. The loon, the lake, the morning sun, the chipmunk and stately pine. Your wife and you and all you love, I created, and all are mine. A morning in Itasca, enjoying what is free. A cup of coffee, the morning sun, the chipmunk, God, and me. And then the coffee was ready.
That was beautiful. Yeah. And you wrote that yourself?
Yeah. One 4th of July morning. And then I joined my wife for the walk in the woods.
Thank you for sharing that with me.